Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Marijuana.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Marijuana Media, your weed information center. Brought to you by 95BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry and Chris Fowley here with a lovely shirt on and kind of a lovely hat as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Can I get one of those hats at the hemp store on K Road?
Yes, you can. And
it's got Dag on it.
It gets a lot of it gets a lot of smiles.
It's a nice
one.
But
in a nice way. In a nice way.
It's a nice hat.
Thank you. Yeah. I wish the viewers could see it. Yeah. The listeners.
Should we just get straight into
viewers?
Let's get straight into some heady BS, everyone. Listen, hey everyone, Duncan's a bit scared.
The referendum on cannabis increasingly worries me, and I talk here as a father, as a dad worried about the message that we're sending to our kids. I mean, I don't hold this cool, hip, trendy view that, hey man, let's all go smoke ganja, you know? I mean, it'll fix our drug issues, it'll smash the gangs, it'll see the end of this meth trade and other hard drugs. It's bull dust. I mean, who knows?
What is
bull dust? Who says that anyway? I mean, how do they know? When people say that to you, call them out. What rubbish. Here's the worry. The momentum will be with those who wish to decriminalise or legalise. So let me remind you of this. New Zealand has the highest youth suicide rate in the Western world. Shocking. Our youth are more lonely, isolated, sad and depressed than they have ever been. So this study that we've talked about this morning, this US study of 23,000 young people, found that smoking cannabis as a teenager increases the risk of depression and that black hole a little bit later on in life. It's such a stark warning, isn't it? To us as we face this debate, we're being smacked in the face by this debate. Why do something like make cannabis legal when we already know that we have a problem? Hello, Houston. We do have a problem. And nothing is more precious than life itself. So if that's the case, and as a dad and one who spends copious amounts of time with my eight-year-old boy, and I love him so much, and I can see how vulnerable and delicate and impressionable.
Maybe share a joint with him, mate. Make me get a bonding on. To be fair, there are fears there, but I think it's mostly just unfounded fear.
Yeah, without really... I get the feeling he's being controversial to be controversial there, but and he perhaps knows a bit better. And it's interesting that this is Duncan Garner, who just a couple of months ago said he was very impressed with Redwood Rider and her explanation for why cannabis should be legal. And
But also, if he's really...
position. But if we deconstruct what he was saying, I mean, firstly, what he's talking about is under the current law.
Yeah, exactly.
Not under the new law, right?
So at the moment,
it's under the current law we might have this high suicide rate or whatever. Maybe they're related, maybe they're not. But that's what's happening right now. So to say, oh, we shouldn't change because I'm worried about what's happening right now, you know, well, that's a reason to change.
If his child decides to start smoking weed, he's going to be even more isolated because there's no real help that he can get for whatever reason that he's doing it,
that
right?
That is a very good point too. Yeah. And of course, going back to his very first thing of saying, oh, that apparently people who support reform are saying we should all smoke ganja. No one's actually saying that. So this is classic kind of straw man argument. It's not compulsory. There's not going to be this law passed saying we all have to smoke it. In fact, it will probably be the opposite for a lot of people. There'll be like warning labels. There'll be controls over access and over age and over where it's sold and who it's sold by and all these sorts of things. So there's all of that. But then if you look at what has actually happened in places that have changed the law, particularly in America, where there's been some really good research done in the last few years, and now 20% of the American population live they have legal access to cannabis, you know, a huge number of people. And what they've found is the suicide rates have actually dropped in those places.
Where's his studies? Where's his numbers coming from then?
Well, he wasn't quoting any numbers. He was just doing scaring. Well, it was his opinion.
23,000 people.
Yeah. So, you know, we can have Duncan Garner's opinion. That's fine. There's a place for everyone can have their opinion. And that's what referendums are all about. But you might want to base your opinion on some fact and science. And that says or suggests that the suicide rate actually drops in places where it becomes legal. Now, whether that's from a substitution effect with alcohol, and, you know, there's a really good kind of correlation of availability of alcohol, whether or not it affects the way people think or approach life or whatever it is, but it just means that their attempt is perhaps more likely to happen or they're more likely to do it. So there's that, right? Whereas cannabis is a bit different. So anyway, there's that substitution effect. There's a number of reasons why it could be. It's important that we do look at this sort of research, and there's a lot going on all around the world. So I think that's the main takeaway, though, from it, is, you know, don't necessarily listen to what a person on the radio says, but, do your research. And it's just a Google click away.
It just saddens me
like,
that someone with that much reach is just coming out and saying shit without having anyone in the room to tell them, hey, mate, these are the actual stats.
Yeah. But if you just Google, like, effect of cannabis legalization on suicides or something just very simple like that, it all just comes up. It really isn't hard to find the research.
Apparently, studies have shown a decrease in the number of teens trying it since it was legalized in other countries, says Paul. Cheers.
There you go. There's another reason. So.
Duncan Spear was deliberate misinformation. He's a drunk and in the pocket of big booze. Just look at him.
I have seen him out in public on a Saturday morning.
Steamed? Saturday morning, John.
Yeah, it was. Woo.
Were you riding your bike?
I wasn't riding my bike. It was. Yeah, I don't want to say where it was, but I was like, oh my goodness, mate, you need to like clean your clothes and stop looking so grubby on a Saturday morning. Oh. It was really surprising, but hey, that's not neither here nor there, really. People can do their own thing on the weekend, right?
John, that's right.
Shots fired from that's, John. 95 yeah. BPM, John.
Someone had to though.
No, I mean, yeah, Duncan. over to you now, Chris. What else is up in the news?
Well, people that were listening last week would have known that we talked a bit about the cannabis eradication program, the aerial operation that the police conduct every
spraying
year
people's chilies
with their friends in the military, and they're still continuing to do it. So this story has continued this week. And Stuart Nash, the Minister of Police, he has said, "Well, hey,
that's
illegal.
Where are they
so,
now?
So fair call." Where are they now? The reports yesterday, where they were around the Coromandel.
Okay.
Thames, that kind of area, but up through the Coromandel too. So
sure, be sizzling screens.
Yeah, it's continuing. And the thing is that research that the police commissioned, the Drug Harm Index, showed that 42% of consumers were doing it medically. But it also showed that there's a fairly small number of people who do grow. But of those people who do grow, that they're more likely to be heavier users and more likely to be medicinal users. Mm. So given that their own research shows that when they go around indiscriminately spraying True. Cannabis plants and it's not like they have some rule of, oh, only over an acre or only, you know, it's they just spray what they find. Mm. Knowing that actually this is affecting medical patients or the supply that gets through to them. You know, a lot of 25,000 medical patients now have a statutory defence in the Misuse of Drugs Act to access and or to obtain medicinal cannabis, and that was passed in December. So obviously the police know that, and it just seems a bit strange that they would be ramping up their operations and continuing to do it and doing things as we discussed last week, doing it on a Sunday out at Piha, so that they could kind of do it a bit of a show for everyone. It just seems a bit strange, that's all I would say on that.
Do you think it's just like one last flex, just to be like, hey guys, it's not the Wild West just yet, you know, like we're not, you know, we've still got a stake in us.
Colleagues of mine around the world have warned of me of this for years, that when it comes time to legalise, we will probably see arrests go up and we will see pushback from law enforcement. And whether or not it's conscious or whether it's them just as individuals becoming aware that, oh, the law hasn't changed quite yet, I probably have to enforce this, and, you know, and just thinking about overthinking it, you know, who knows. But they have found all around the world that arrests have gone up in the lead up to law reform.
This is a good one from a mother here. My son and his friends, 13, are curious. They've already asked me about it. My answer is no, but come see me when you're 18 and don't even think about trying synthetics.
Right on,
Mum.
Good advice.
Mum or Dad, sorry.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, right? Hopefully with legalisation, it will, you know, be, you know, there'll be the age controls around it, and perhaps, you know, people will have less access to the black market stuff, which is...
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So then it becomes a discussion of, well, how do we do that? And so, you know, what form do we want that in? You need to have some form of sales to the public. If you only have a grow your own, and that needs to be part of it, and I think that's really a given, that whatever model we have up for voting at the referendum, grow your own will be part of that. It might not even be explicitly specified in it, because it's just taken as accepted that whatever law reform we get, well, of course, you're going to be able to grow a few plants at home. You know, let's not get too bogged down in arguing about that. It's more around how do we want to regulate those sales. And a lot of people point to, well, if you have a kind of free market, then you have, well, you know, advertising, promotion, and all sorts of things where it can go a bit too far. But meanwhile, if you regulate it too hard, then you get the opposite, because then the demand isn't satisfied and then the black market still exists and these sorts of things. So that's going to be quite
somebody's
crucial.
Just saying about that. Can you guys also address what old mate Duncan was saying about the gangs going out of business? I don't think anybody's saying gangs. Gangs always find a way to keep cruising.
Well, it lets you concentrate on it. And there's about, excuse me, there's about 200 full-time cops that are the equivalent of going after the use and possession charges in terms of the amount of hours they spend on it. So if you just stop going after drug users, you know, then you have the equivalent of 200 full-time cops that you could put after, say, gangs. And not necessarily going after gangs just per se, but gangs that are causing problems, right? If you're causing you're getting up to no good, you're going to have more police time freed up to go after that. But ultimately, you know, you have to look at the cause and, you know, why that's happening in the first place, I guess.
Mm. Kia ora, Chris. Mm.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next Thursday. Thank you.
All right. And hey, enjoy some delicious hemp cookies here.
They're not. Now, John just wanted to know if there's any weed in them. You would tell us, wouldn't you? It's a responsible thing to do. Now, you're not trying to freak everyone else up here.
No, never. Jeez, mate. No. These are hemp protein, seed, hemp oil. This is a bit of a collab we did with the Cookie House. Mm. Great group of people there. And these are, you're just going to have them.
One looks like it's got
something. This is the old s'mores. This is the 420, and that's the chocolate and peanut butter.
I gotta go.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.